Welcome to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. This is a recording from the monthly Oldie Literary Lunch at the National Liberal Club. To book a ticket, please go to www.theoldie.co.uk/lunches.
Our last speaker is one of our great actors and comic actors, Nigel Planer. Was a founding member of the London Comedy Store and the comic strip. You all remember his brilliant performance as Neil in The Young Ones. With Christopher Douglas, he created the spoof actor Nicholas Craig. He's written 11 books, 7 plays, and his new memoir is Young Once, A Life Less Heavy. Ladies and gentlemen, Nigel Planer.
Hello. Hi. It's great to be here at last. Long craved honour to be here, actually. I know many of you haven't seen me for many years, and I have to say, you're looking a lot older. What happened? The last time that I shared a stage, if you like to call this a stage, with a prestigious and eminent food writer, such as Prue, was at the Bridport Book Festival. I was doing the reading and the talk on behalf of a friend of mine, the late Michael Jacobs. And his book, he was a Hispanist and a travel writer. And his book was about the peculiarly high prevalence of Alzheimer's in one village in Colombia. And I chose the harrowing extracts really carefully. It's quite an important book, I think. At the start of the evening, the host walked onto the stage to make the introduction and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Food of Spain with Claudia Roden. And to get you in the mood, here's Nigel Planer." So they all had their notebooks ready to write down recipes, and I'm hoping for a slightly more sympathetic reaction today in my Bridport experience. So I am here to introduce my memoir, Young Once. I've called it Young Once for obvious reasons. I didn't think of other titles. I toyed with the idea of Eat, Pray, Prostate. Talking about my macular degeneration. Kneel by mouth. But I ended up with Young Ones. Yeah, and looking down the chapter headings of the book, there were so many different things that I have done that it's been difficult to know what to focus on. I've done the Magic Roundabout, Band-Aid, West End Music. I've got to read this bit because I can't remember it all. West End musicals, alternative comedy, Mastermind, House of Games, poetry, heavy metal, my first job as a grave digger in Mortlake, and accidentally getting my dad so stoned he discovered the secret of the universe. It's all in the book, because it's a very long process writing a book, as I've discovered. All the rewrites, all the editors, all the people who have to read it and approve of it. There's your editor, obviously, the first person is your editor. They have to approve of it. Then there's the copy editor, the next one up. You have to be approved by the copy editor. Then there's the proofreaders, they've got to approve it. Then further up, obviously, there's the legal department, important, they've got to approve it. At the very top, there's my wife, Roberta, who, it has to be said, does feature quite heavily in the book. In fact, with our on-off-on-off-on-on relationship, it's a sort of rom-com. It's been quite embarrassing to realise, as my life went down on the page, that my life's actually been a Richard Curtis movie. Yeah, because when I was in my 20s, I lived with a woman who's quite a bit older than me, and she was my landlady, in fact. I rented a room off her in 1978. And I was in the original production of Evita. I was understudying David Essex, playing the part of Che Guevara. So I was in all the kid. And In fact, she told me later she'd already let the room when I turned up. But when Che Guevara turned up on her doorstep on his bicycle, she rang the other guy back and said, no, the room's already gone. And so I lived with her nearly 10 years and as her partner, and I helped bring up her adolescent children, very, very wayward, revolutionary, rebellious adolescent children. I was a bit young. I was only in my early 20s. I was a bit young to become a granddad at 29. And we stayed together right through all the 80s, all the alternative comedy years. And then we separated. And then I had two marriages, two sons, two divorces, two sets of solicitors, two houses, two cars. It's all gone. Except the sons. I've hung on to the sons, of course. But the story does have a happy ending, because 25 years ago, we got back together again. Yeah, thank you. and we got married about 15 years ago. And she's the Roberta I was talking about. She's my current wife. Yeah, she hates me saying that. Yeah, but... I bet you never thought, actually, when you booked today, you were coming to see a 73-year-old toy boy. So all my life I've done what I like to call pretend. Pretending to be other people. I've done it for a living. It's great fun. I love pretending to be other people, characters, alter egos, making people up. I've played all sorts of things. I've played Rupert Murdoch in a comic strip film once. I created a character called Ralph Filthy in Filthy Rich and Cat Flap on BBC. And I've even played, actually, on a comic strip film, I've played Peter Mandelson. Yeah. They've all been quite dodgy, the characters that I've played. The one I wanted to do, we never got to make. I was going to play Dominic Cummings in a comic strip film. The setup was David Cameron, George Osborne, and Boris Johnson are all Russians, and they've been trained in Moscow to behave like old Etonians, and they're airdropped into the New Forest, where their handler is Dominic Cummings. We were going to call it Lie Another Day. Yeah, but the character, as Harry said, the character that I'm most well known for is Neil from The Young Ones. He's even managed to barge his way onto the cover of my book. He's known as Neil from The Young Ones. Vegetable rights for peace, she said. Vegetable rights and peace. Love and peas. Yeah. Yeah, he's known as Neil from The Young Ones, though, but actually he's got a much longer shelf life than that. He started in about 1975. The Young Ones came out in 1980. He was going in a show that I wrote with my ex-double act partner, Peter Richardson, who is the producer and star of the Comic Strip Presents series. And we were double act partners, and Neil comes from that show. And we first met actually at the first Pyramid Stage Glastonbury in 1971, where you had to dig your own toilet trench, and entrance was a quid to get into Glastonbury. Not like it is nowadays, sort of BBC prom with no roof. And we created this show and this character called Neil. Because you see, Neil's pretty much based on me. I did drop out of university. I did go on what's known as the hippie trail all the way across Asia. I went all the way to India, all the way to Southeast Asia, all the way to the Hospital of Tropical Diseases in St. Pancras, where I stayed actually for some months when I got back. And so Neil is based on me. And then after the success of the series, I did Neil's heavy concept album, Neil's Book of the Dead, Neil's single, Neil's Life. I milked it, basically. And then, of course, Neil is still alive today in Barcelona. because the young ones, as Jovis, as it's known in Catalonia, is huge in Catalonia, and Neil is particularly popular. I found this out because I was doing a travel show about Catalonia, and I'm walking around Barcelona, and there's people going up to me going, "Hey, it you smell karma," which means, "Hey guys, bad karma." But they were doing it in the voice of the guy who dubbed me, which is a very strange experience to hear. But I quite liked it, and I learned some of my lines in Catalan. And my favourite was "Pot serus molaria mesquim moris," which means, "I bet you'd all be really happy if I died." And so after those years of Neely years, the years of nihilism, I felt I did need a new alter ego. I was growing out of Neil, or he'd grown out of me. And after a quick look into my psyche for more recent material, it was clear that the most fertile part of me would be my cowardly, vain and pretentious side. The new persona would have to be an actor. And so Nicholas Craig was born, and I did a book, Nicholas Craig, I, an Actor. Another great actor explores himself. And my partner in crime was Christopher Douglas, as Harry said, who's, if anybody listens to Ed Reardon on the radio, Chris is Ed Reardon. He writes and performs Ed Reardon on the radio. He'd been an actor too, and so between us we invented what I like to think of as our own brand of satire called Pissing on Your Own Doorstep. And we created Nicholas. He took off, he did radio and telly again, and a live show. And I'd like to finish up now with the speech that Nicholas ended his live show on. It's what I call a gathering speech. Gather, gather. And it's been smashing. I'll finish up and show you his gathering speech. "Thank you so much for coming with me on this journey, feeling the vibrations of all the actors through the centuries coming up to us through these boards. Burbage, Irving, Keane, Peter Barkworth." I don't know who remembers, anybody remember Peter Barkworth? He was a jobbing actor in the 1970s. He did a series called Telford's Change about a bank manager who goes to work in the country from the town. It was cutting-edge drama. Anyway, so I'm doing that speech, Peter Barkworth, and one night there was Peter Barkworth looking straight back at me, and I cacked myself. And I thought, it was a small theatre, I'm going to have to go through the bar to get out. And I prepared an apology. And so I'm walking through the bar, Peter Barkworth comes over to me, and he puts his hand on my shoulder and says, "Dear boy," because that's how actors talk, "Dear boy, thank you so much for putting me in tonight because you knew I was in." I didn't have the heart to tell him, "Look, you're in every night, mate." All the same, after that, we changed it to Rodney Bewes. Oh, good, yes, you all know who Rodney Bewes is, yes. And then I finish up with, Nicholas Craig would finish up with a poem, which I'll render for you now, if I have time, to just quickly do Nicholas Craig's finale poem. "Stern and bulbous stand the wig blocks, harsh the spirit gum, putty in the makeup box, for noses yet to come. A bank of telly messages, a furry pig from Sue, a plate of curling sandwiches, croissants from you know who. And it's out through the door at beginner's please, and it's good luck Bill and it's trembling knees, and it's down the dark stairs in the wings to wait, and it's fear and big hugs and a minute to eight. Oh, when will it end, this exquisite pain? When can we all do kissing again? Then a voice of the dresser rallies the ranks. Did you get my card? Got a fag? Oh, thanks. Oh, why do I suffer these 10 o'clock calls? Why do I put up with freezing church halls? Why do I sweat through an inch of max factor? Because, matey, you're a king actor.
You have been listening to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get 3 trial issues of the Oldie magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every 6 issues. Just go to checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial as one word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial.